from the Director, Department of Transportation and the Airport Director requesting authorization to enter into an agreement with Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewage District to receive the Green Roof Initiative grant for the baggage claim build and remodeling project at General Mitchell International Airport.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, in mid-13, we will start construction of the baggage claim remodeling project, and part of that project is a green roof. And MMSD has this program where they participate in entities who are pursuing these environmental improvements, and so they are willing to enter into an agreement with us to help fund part of the green roof project.
Well, thank you. I'm familiar with green roofs and all. I guess I'm just questioning the scale of this in the context of, 5,000 square feet. What do we not have an opportunity to go bigger? It just seems like if you're going to do this with the amount of pavement we have and everything, what are we really getting at with a 5,000 square foot green roof? And why didn't we look for something?
Well, it's part of the project,
yeah.
Okay, the part of the bag claim project, and so the scope of work is limited to that area. It doesn't involve any other elements of the airport.
So we're only replacing how much of the roof is being rebuilt?
The entire roof is being rebuilt. The architect, obviously there's load-bearing issues and sun issues. This is an exciting project because it's going to be very visible to the public as you walk across the skywalks. You're going to look out and see this green roof. Most green roofs you don't see, but this one you're going to see, which is going to be a green roof over that tarping roof out there right now. But if you think about it, the area is very small because you're between the terminal building and the parking structure, so you've got sun issues there, and you have two skywalks going east-west, which create issues there. So They're maxing out what they can do and have a sustainable project.
Okay. I guess I hope that with future projects we'll look at it in bigger scale, just because you're going to develop a capacity. You've got to maintain this thing and develop mm-hmm. that capacity, and yet for such a small area. Okay. I mean, I've been through this on the library, got it now on the museum, and they do take some maintenance. They're not as simple as people think they are. I mean, like with the drought, we were watering some of these sedum plants on some of our buildings this year. That's sort of falls outside of the parameters of what they tell you is how this thing's going to perform.
Right.
So, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So I presume that Mr. Raymond, I presume that the contracts for this work are issued through RFPs?
Chairman, Supervisors, the green roof is part of the overall bid for the entire project.
Okay. So the whole project then is going to one vendor? Or are we looking at some simplistic work?
I believe it is. It's one general contractor.
And I was curious then if disadvantaged businesses will be given a chance at this. But if it's one deal, I'm not sure how much.
I think
it's 25%.
It's 25%.
Or I don't know. Let me back up. But
it should be in the report.
It's not. This is just about the grant.
The grant.
There is a BBE, there's a significant BBE component in the bid for the new bank.
Okay. Can you please provide some verification of that?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Supervisor Dershowitz.
Two questions. The baggage claim rate, this seems to have a, for lack of a better term, a skylight, is it not?
The new one?
Yeah.
Yes, the new one will have a barrel vault running down the length of the building, adding light.
So how does that relate to the green roof?
Well, it's going to be on either side of that.
It will. And in applying for this grant, Are you also thinking about a landscape architect or some kind of professional service to make that green roof? I mean, especially since you're going to be able to see it.
Right.
That you have something really special there to look at. I mean, I'm thinking of the Calatrava Bridge that looks down over the sculpted gardens there. Not that you're going to maybe go to that extent, but hopefully there's some thought being given to that.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, a lot of research has been done in the green roof, and, you know, because of the unusual sun characteristics for that particular area and for the climate of Milwaukee. But the sedum, I think, is where they're going with this. And so far, we intend to maintain it ourselves. It's a fairly low-maintenance operation. You do have to go in there. And it's in trays, so it's easy to take a tray out, take that to a greenhouse and rejuvenate it and put another tray in to replace it. So it's been researched quite a bit.
So, I get the piece that you're going to maintain it yourself, but I'm more interested in who's designing it. Who's designing those trays?
Right.
Do they know what they're doing with regard to the visual aspects?
Yes. The architect is Ingberg Anderson, and they have hired a green roof expert as a sub-consultant on their team to help them design this.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At this time, I'd like to move approval of item 9.
Thank you.
Weisha.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
Item number 6.